What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at FightfulSelect.com. Boy, this has been a big week, and it's going to be an even bigger week. So much stuff has happened. Let's lead off. John Cena returned to WWE. Fightful Select reported that he was confirmed for the Cleveland episode of SmackDown. He's since been added to this week's Raw, and we said that he would be available as early as this weekend if things went according to plan, and things did go according to plan. Wow. We're told that John Cena is still effectively a free agent within the context of WWE programming and is not limited to any particular show or brand for the time being. The movie that he was rumored to be filming after SummerSlam actually won't require his presence until well after. And based on those that we've spoken to, it will not cause a conflict with SummerSlam. By Sunday afternoon, the secret was well out that Cena would be on Money in the Bank, and he was. What a moment. That was very special. It felt great to be covering pro wrestling at that point. Holy crap, what a pop. One of the biggest of all time. He deserves it. That guy definitely deserves it. Other WWE news, Johnny Gargano was fine after his NXT title match last week. He took a nasty bump into the table in the main event. It was also revealed that the July 27th episode of NXT would air on Sci-Fi due to Olympic coverage on USA. And we've learned that episode actually isn't slated to be live. They're planning a double taping this week with taping set for Tuesday the 20th and Wednesday the 21st. Regulars in the crowd have been invited to participate for both upcoming shows, but the July 27th aired episode is not planned on being live. With fans returning and WWE returning to the road, there's a lot of stuff that we've seen, like Shotzi, Tegan, Scarlett, Karrion Kross, Bronson Reed, Tony Storm, and numerous others working dark matches before Raw and SmackDown. And we've heard that the plan is for this to continue with fans in the venue. We had reported that Xia Li was planned for a SmackDown dark match last week, and she did. She participated in such. We have not heard any particular plans about her being called up, but it would make sense with the company hot-shotting her angle with Raquel Gonzalez, but we don't know of any creative plans for Tian Sha after that either, and they spent a good amount of time putting those vignettes together. Xia Li and others did stay with WWE through the weekend loop before they had to head back to NXT, but it wouldn't shock me to see her pop up on a dark on tonight's episode of Raw as well. Another WWE note, Bo Dallas. So he got released by WWE this year. He had not appeared on TV since 2019. It was not an ongoing injury from what we understand or anything like that. We're told that prior to Bo Dallas's release, he actually helped out the company multiple times testing cameras, lighting, and live event configuration by doing like practice matches and run-throughs. And we're told this happened once in February, and Wesley Blake had also came in to help. We'd previously reported that Bo Dallas had done much of the same ahead of WrestleMania and had been backstage at SmackDown prior to being released. So Fightful has spoken to members of the NXT roster who were very surprised to see Mandy Rose added to the roster. They were told that she's sticking around, and later PW Insider revealed she is back on NXT. WrestleVotes noted that it was like an unspoken trade happened, sending Aaliyah to Raw. Her call-up has been rumored, Aaliyah's rather, for well over a month backstage, as it was said that she made a good impression on officials during a scouting trip. But by the weekend, the heavy speculation was that she was just outright moving up, and there's going to be more roster shuffling in the coming weeks. Of course, we saw Finn Balor switch it up and appear on SmackDown. We've seen Doudrop appear on Raw. Like, we've seen Tony Storm, Shotzi, all the names that we mentioned before. Like, there's a lot of shuffling going on. WWE really, really pared down their roster and, from what I understand, want to have less, so I don't want to say waste, but that is the term that I was given. They don't want to waste people, so to speak. They want most people doing something. I'll have more on that, hopefully, this week as well. We spoke to Natalya last week. She said that she still gets nervous about big matches, especially ones like Money in the Bank, because of the risk and unpredictability, and put over TJ Wilson for being so fair and seeing something great in everyone's work. Says that he gets excited to work with new talent and really put over Liv Morgan and Angelo Dawkins heavy for coming to train with them. I asked her if she ever wanted to win the World Tag Titles with Beth Phoenix, and she said, well, before she ever gets the opportunity to team with me again, she's going to have to go through me. So it's very clear Natalya wants a proper one-on-one match with Beth. They had one, I think, before Beth retired, and it was maybe like a 3 or 4 minute match. You know how matches, women's matches were back then, unfortunately. But she wants a proper match. But she isn't as keen as Natalya on producing after her career, but does want to work on cameras, on camera rather, and do pre-shows like Booker T does. And said that she also would like to do a reality show because she has experience in it, but wants one centered on maybe her, her sister, Tyson Kidd. I think that's a pretty solid idea. Fightful reported this week that Griff Garrison signed a full-time contract. We also reported that Brian Pillman had signed a full-time contract. Both were confirmed within hours by AEW's social media. This was expected by most people within the company, but one person high up in AEW told me that they wanted to do their best to match up the full-time deal as far as dates go. But both Pillman and Garrison were on tiered deals prior, but it was considered a foregone conclusion that these two guys would get full-time contracts. From what I understand, Pillman got his official MLW release in the day or the day before MLW's tapings, was not booked for those tapings, and his contract was going to expire shortly thereafter anyway. Some Wesley Blake news. He told us that Triple H and Matt Bloom informed the Forgotten Sons of their call-up and reiterated that he never met Vince McMahon during his run there. They did meet Kevin Dunn once in order to test live event configuration, as we mentioned earlier. But he confirmed our reports that there were pitches for he and Murphy to reunite, but it did not end up happening. He told us he's been doing a lot of filming and planning on sitting out the entirety of his 90-day non-compete, which is what he did. Unlike some of the other recent releases that we had heard of, he was very open to working for any wrestling company and mentioned Bruce Pritchard, Ryan Katz, Dusty Rhodes, and Steve Corino as people that helped him out a lot creatively over the years. Oh boy, we've got so much Impact news. I was there in Nashville this past weekend. Obviously, Juice Robinson and David Finlay were there. We had reported that ahead of time. We'd reported that outside names would be brought in. Obviously, Chelsea Green was, Switchblade Jay White was. I did not know about Switchblade Jay White, for those of you who are asking. On the internal run sheet, it was only listed as a pull-apart brawl to close that show. I think TBD was listed as Deonna's opponent at some point. But the Thunder Rosa deal to come in and work against Deonna Purrazzo is a one-shot deal. She is not there for the tapings. She has not planned to continue with Impact Wrestling. She is not factored into creative plans. It was a one-off surprise that was set up well over a month ago, from what I understand. And Impact let Kylie Rae out of her deal to pursue interest in NWA. And when I asked Impact Wrestling about that, they put over their relationship with other companies. They said that things were going really, really well, and I guess that kind of ties in to the Kylie Rae talk. I was told that the former Simon Diamond, Pat Kenny, was instrumental in making that deal happen, where Kylie Rae went from Impact to NWA, and he maintains a great relationship with Scott D'Amore. Impact specifically was said to have been really excited to have worked with another company, and we've been given an indication there could be further talent hopping between the two companies in the coming months, even beyond what we've seen. Like I said, Impact sources indicated well before Slammiversary there's no animosity between them and MLW, and that the relationship between ROH and Impact was as friendly as it's ever been, and they're happy that there's a major shift in mentality working together. We didn't see ROH's logo on that Bound for Glory teaser, but it was put over to me by Impact Wrestling that their relationship with ROH is as strong as it's ever been. And, I mean, I feel like I got to go all over the map here, but there's so much to this. So, as we mentioned, Kylie Rae granted her release. Thunder Rosa popped up at Slammiversary. This is a spoiler, so tune out if you don't want to hear this. As of this weekend, Mickie James actually wasn't the planned opponent for Deonna Purrazzo at Empower. The planned opponent is for Deonna Purrazzo to face Melina at the Empower event, with the Mickie feud building for a hopeful match down the line. So, man, Deonna Purrazzo facing a murderer's row of legends, so to speak, with just like her run of late. And she'll hit near the 1 year mark at Bound for Glory, and who knows if how that will go. But more that happened at the Impact tapings. There was a planned split for Fire and Flava. Last we'd heard, Kiera Hogan's contract was up this summer, but we have not confirmed if she's signed a new one or be leaving the company. But all signs point to the obvious, but we cannot confirm that. Tasha Steelz had a new partner debuting. It was Savannah Evans. As we reported, the former Aiden English came into the company and was slated to get a solid push for the mixed tag team tournament. It was later revealed that Deonna Purrazzo would be his tag team partner in that one. And then Chelsea Green popped up in Impact. Now, I interviewed Matt Cardona this weekend, and he wouldn't even mention the obvious the night before. But we're told that her deal to come in was worked out around the same time that her plans to go to Ring of Honor came together. She does not have a contract with Impact Wrestling. She does not have a contract with Ring of Honor or any other promotion. And both companies were aware she'd be working for the other one. So we are seeing some never-before-seen synergy within these companies. MLW asked Impact Wrestling, or actually Conan asked Impact Wrestling or for their blessing to use the LAX name, or let them know, I should say. I wasn't part of that conversation, and I don't want to misrepresent Conan's words, but I was told by MLW sources that he sort of let Impact know, and Impact was very, very easy to deal with when they could have been very difficult to deal with. So that relationship was put over. Impact stressed to us there was no animosity between them and MLW, said that the ROH relationship was as good as possible, put over the NWA partnership, because let me tell you, a year ago, that relationship was not good. The Impact-NWA relationship was real bad in late 2019, with NWA going as far as to say, we'll work with anybody but Impact Wrestling. And this is after they had worked with them recently. But, you know, obviously, Lagana, who is now gone, and Billy Corgan had some ill will there. New Japan and Impact Wrestling had a real bad relationship a few years ago. And Don Callis and Scott D'Amore started to rebuild that bridge. This is unprecedented. And now we got AAA thrown into the mix as well. This is unprecedented, and this is very special. And this comes at a time where you've got a lot of heavy hitters coming back for WWE. John Cena came back and got one of the biggest pops ever last night. Goldberg's headed back, which we're about to talk about. Goldberg, as of last week, was slated to appear on tonight's Monday Night Raw. Now, this was controversial backstage. It was controversial with fans. I would not be shocked if WWE saw the reaction and they said, maybe not. Maybe not in that role. Maybe not doing what was going on. But the tease has been there. Bill Goldberg has 2 matches per year on his contract through next year. This is match number 2. There you go. Bill Goldberg slated to be back on tonight's Raw. We'll see how it goes. Obviously, John Cena is on this episode, and what a time to be alive. Fans are back. It's a good time. Injury updates. Finn Balor's back. He's off the inactives list. So glad to see him back. John Cena back, obviously. The unfortunate news that Bayley got injured in mid-July and is out for 9 months. But Sasha Banks did appear at the Performance Center to do the mandatory training, or not even mandatory training, but the training, rather. So good to see that she's doing okay in that regard. We had an update on Eric Young. We heard that he is progressing well. It does not look like he's going to be out for upwards of a year, like some are, with an ACL injury. So that's great news to hear. Contract updates. Now, I don't have an update on if his contract expired, but Rhino had a multi-year deal that was signed in July of 2019. Don't know if that's a 2-year deal, 3-year deal, but he did sign a multi-year deal in July of 2019. As we mentioned, Danny Limelight, Julius Smoke, Slice Boogie, all signed with MLW. Brian Pillman's deal has expired, but those are the contract updates within the world of wrestling. Not a lot going on, but I think it's because we got so used to so many coming up at the same time. So we'll see how that works, and a more sustained free agent period, as we mentioned earlier this year, that it's going to last a lot longer, and they're up at different times throughout this year. There's a whole lot of deals that are going to come up. Guys, I'm going to return to the Q&A show this week. The Q&A field will be up probably early Thursday for a little while, and then I'll answer those questions that day as best I can. Thank you all so much. We're out.